Vayter and Shas, we are chulin daf nun aleph. Picking up on nun rabbeis about the bottom of the page, three lines up at the bottom. Next part of the mishnah, number 15 on the list, I believe, or number 14 and 15 on the list. Hemsi rabbeis kosel shenik for lechutz. Two of the stomachs, and that is that if they punctured on the outside, are going to be treif. Tana rabbanan, machat shenim seis ba'ovei besakosos, we have a needle that's found in the thickness of the besakosos. It was sticking out from the double wall on the inside. Mitzad echad ksheira. If it's sticking out on one side, then it is kosher. Mishay sodom treifa, if it's coming on two sides, then it's going to be treifa. Nimsa alea koridam, if a spot of blood is found on it, on the needle where it's embedded in this stomach, beep, turn the page. Nun aleph, I'm an aleph. Be a duish lefnei shechita, then it's clear. This happened before the shechita, and therefore it's considered a treifa, rashes for treifa. Lo nimsa alea koridam, if you don't find the blood on it, then be a duish lachet shechita, it's gotta be, this happened after shechita, and therefore it's gonna be kosher. Higled pi hamak, if there's a scab that came over the opening of the wound, then be a duish shlosh. Then it's certain that this happened at least 3 days before the Shechita. And if the Shechita then had the Shochet had bought the animal within the last 3 days, it comes out that the animal was already treifa when he bought it. And it could be, it's a mekach tos, and you can get his money back. You know, the one who sold him a treifa. Lo higlid piyamaka, but if there's no scab that's over there, then it may have happened between the buying it and the shechita, and therefore, what's a chaver of a raya? If you want to be able to get something, it's on you to bring a raya that it was a treifa before. What's the difference about this case? What's different from all other, you know, normally punctures, the other types of punctures that are capable of being a treifa? The afikav the lekadam tarif mar, where even though there's no blood at the site of the puncture, the mar says that it was a treifa. Hasam, and for the Gemara, Hasam, Olekami the Lemisach. There, in the case of other holes, there's nothing to which the blood can hold on to. And the fact that there's no blood is not going to show that it happened after Shechita. Hasam, Kivadika Machat, but in that case, this is a needle. Ram E said to Kodem, Shechita hu Misach Havasarach. If it was that the hole was there before Shechita, the blood would have been on the actual needle. Okay, story time. I'm the Rav Safa Labaye. Chazi Mara, Itzurba Mirabanan, Da'asa Mirava. Did you, Abaye, see this young Torah scholar who came from Eretz Yisrael, from Rav Avira Shamani, and said, my name is Rav Avira. Or says Rav Avira Shmi. V'yamar, and he said, Maiso Valufnei, Rebbe, it's talking about here, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. There was a, this is Rashi, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. May Rebbe, Maisu Balafni, Rebbe Machat, Shem says, Ba'ovi Besakosas, Mitzad Echad, it was from Ovi Besakosas on one side. And what happened? The inside, Utarfa, and he trafed it up. Seems to go against the Brisa that we just said. It said the animal's not trafed unless the needle goes through and through. Right, this is what brought Abaye to figure out to Revere more about this report over here. Shalach le Abaye, you know, called Revere to come. Lo asa legabe, but he didn't come. Azul legabe, so Abaye went to Revere. Havakoya igra. When Abaye got there, he was on the roof of his house. And Amar neches marvenesi. Abaye said to him, "You want to, you know, come down? Come here." Lo nachas, he wouldn't come down. So I went up to him. Tell me exactly, what was the case that you brought about Rebbe? How exactly did it happen? I'm the one who's in charge. She says, Machnis Motzi Talmidim. You know, I'm like the guy there. I bring people in. I bring them. I'm Asim Mamidim Leilech Mibisa Medrash. Leila me Rabbi Rabba, me Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, me Rabbi Nasi, me Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's where I work at. And what happened? Ve'ha'va Rav Huna Tzipora, Rabbi Yossi Mada, Yosef Lefana, Rav Huna from Tzipori, and Rabbi Yossi from Mada, he was sitting, Mada was sitting in front of Rabbi. Rabbi Machach, and he says, Ba'ovi Beis HaKosas, Beis HaRechad. Ve'havcha Rabbi, and Rabbi flipped it over, and he saw the outer skin, his father's blood on it, the place of the outside of that stomach that was opposite, directly opposite the point of the needle inside. And said, if there's no wound there on the outside of this stomach, then from where did the spot of blood come from? Amarlay, when he heard this, Abai said, Tarach tarchi lahu gavra. How he has troubled that man. In other words, you caused me all these tsaras that I came to find you to speak to you about this. Oh my gosh. Now that I understood the case was in which there was evidence that the needle had pierced through entirely, there's no chiddush here. Masnisti, that's our Mishnah, which says an animal's treif. Emsis, a base of kosher shirik for the chutz. It went through the outside, and let's talk about what happened over here. So, wow, unbelievable. Thanks for wasting my time. Nafla min agag, if it falls from the roof. This is number 16. It falls from the roof. It's a treif of one shechted it right away without waiting 24 hours. But he waited 24 hours. And the Gemara is going to say that it's no longer the category of a nefula, of a falling animal, even if it didn't stand between the fall and the shkita. Let's say he left an animal up on the roof and then came back later and found it's on the ground. We don't have to be worried about the possibility that it fell and it broke all of its bones, because we assume that it came down from the roof on purpose rather than falling. When the animal comes on its own, then we're not worried about these things that happened over here. Right? Only if it falls in a way that's like very clumsy. Ahu gadya, meh, there was a goat. The havalei l'ravina, Ravina had, the chaza chushla b'ipuna. It was standing on a roof when it looked through a skylight and saw some peeled barley on the floor. Dagar nafal me'igri la'ara, leapt through the skylight to get the barley, and it fell through the roof to the floor. And Asya l'kamid ravashi, the owner of the goat came from Rashi to ask, what's the din? When he said, we're not worried about it. It's because when it came down, there's something to grasp onto, right? The wall that runs on the edge of the roof to the ground. Maybe Rav Huna meant that when the animal comes down purposely, there's no concern of these bones. Only when the animal had something to hold on to, which partially broke the fall, but high less lay me to the missile. I couldn't grab onto this thing because it jumped to the skylight right in the middle. There's no wall in there. Therefore, it should be worried. Maybe the broken bone. So, Dilma Mishub da Amda Nafsa, maybe because the animal gazed itself, right, capable of making the jump, it thought it could do it. Therefore, it's good. Vahinami Amda Nafsa, this one also engaged and was able to, you know, do it. So, if we're not worried about these broken bones. Amalay Mishub da Amda Nafsa, Vahinami Amda Nafsa, yep, that is the case. And not because it has, you know, and therefore there's no reason to be worried about all these bones are broken.
There was an animal, the Havabe.
What happened to it? The Havabe Rav Chaviva, the Havashadu and Kare Basraisa. It was on Rav Chaviva's area, in his home, whose back legs are dragging behind it. Amar Rav Yemer, hi, she groaned on Nakti. This animal has a cramp. Don't think it's treif. Mask of Ravina, maybe it broke its spine, spinal cord. But kua askechua Ravina. They checked and they found actually it did have a severed spinal cord, like Ravina said. Even so, the lacha is like Rav Yemar. An animal's hind legs are dragging. We assume that has a cramp and not a spinal cord issue. Why? It's more normal that it has a cramp than it is that it has a broken spinal cord.
Rams
that are butting each other's heads. We're not worried that those limbs are all crushed and that that is a problem. Afagav the midvu v'kaime, even though they're in pain all the time. Sima ba'amu denaketlo. It's just fever that they have, and not a serious injury. If it fell to the ground because of it, because they smashed and they fell to the ground, then yeah, then we're worried. Maybe they crushed limbs. Amar Rav Menashe.
Hani dichre de ganve ganave. These rams that thieves stole and they threw them over the wall of the yard.
My time of why? Ki shadulu amasnaihu shadulu. When they threw them over the wall, they're careful to throw them in a way that they land on their legs and not on their backs. Or at the ram should run ahead of them as the thieves make their escape. But if the thieves change their mind and return the animals, throwing them back over by the cheshina because they're not throwing them away that they care of how they're going to land. This if they return them because they're scared they're going to get caught, they're feared. Then they've returned them carefully, making sure they land the way that they're not going to get injured.
If one hit an animal on the head with a stick and the stick went towards the tail, or if he hit on the tail went towards the head, it arched down, hitting 2 points, or even if he hit it in the whole spine, but if the stick comes to an end in the middle of the back, that the force of the blow was distributed across only half of the spine, then we're worried that there's a problem. But he is about kitrin chashina, and if the stick has knobs in it, and even if it's a whole thing in the back, we're worried. V'machia paske chashina, and if you hit it in a cleaving motion across the width of its back rather than its length, then we're going to be worried also that maybe it's a problem. Amar of Nachman, Beis HaRechem, Eibom Shubi Risuke Varm, the birth canal doesn't have this risuke varm. We don't have to be worried that the process of birth caused the concussion of the limbs in the newborn animal, even though it was forced through this narrow canal, and you could check the newborn animal without waiting 24 hours. Amale Rav the Rav Nachman Tani the Messiah Lach Tinuk Ben Yom Echad, a baby even one day old, beep, turn that page, Mem Aleph Nun Aleph Beis, Mitame Beziva, can become tame through ziva, through having an emission of ziva. Hashem Yotze Mimenu Zov. Zov comes out of it. And if you were to think that the trauma of coming through the birth canal is going to make the concussion of the limbs, then you should put over here the pasuk from his flesh, which shows that, but not as a result of onso, of the thing that are caused him. Right? So that the newborn's emission of ziva is coming from this crushing of the limbs during delivery, which is a sickness that would make sure that would make sure it's not tame. Through Zava. The Brisa's din that the newborn does become tummy through that must be, like Rav Nachman said, that the delivery does not cause a problem of crushing of the limbs of the newborn. This is why you can't bring a ride. What are you talking about? In the case that the baby was born with a C-section, so that it didn't have this trauma of the normal birth. Only then is a Ziva tummy and not going to be connected to the trauma of childbirth. Okay, Tashma, maybe that Brisa wasn't a support then. Tashma, let's take a look from another Brisa. Egel shenolad b'yom tov shochtin oso b'yom tov. If you have this egel, a calf that was born on Yom Tov, you can check on Yom Tov. It can be on the day of its birth, which would work like Rav Nachman said that a newborn animal can be shechted even within 24 hours of its birth. Hachanam b'kion shisti derech tov, and no, only when it's a C-section. Tashma, let's try again. V'shavin shim nolad hu umumo imo shezet min ha-muchan. We have another Brisa that says that everyone agrees that if the Bechor was born with a mum already in it, that it's considered muchan and it can be shechted on Yom Tov. Here too we see that when it's a calf can be eaten on the day of its birth. Let's go to Rav Nachman. Chitim achanami shatz derech dofen. Derech dofen mikadosh. This is the state of kachim. Is a Bechor if it comes to the dofen? V'am Rav Yochan modeh ayu Rav Shimon le'inyan kachim she'eno kadosh. It's not considered kadosh. The fact that it's called kadosh, we'll see it was born regularly. Says no, Gemara, Hachamai Eskinan, Shehefris El Gabi Karka. We're dealing with a case where the newborn planted its hooves on the ground, which proves that it didn't have a problem with its limbs. Nachman, though, said that the animal could be shechted on the David's birth, even if it didn't do that, if we don't have a bias, which backs him up. Vamar of Nachman, says the Hilga of Nachman, Beis Hamit Bachayim, Ein Vol Mishum Yisukei Avraim, the butchers, when he puts down the animal in the Schlachthaus, before the Shechita, you're not worried about the problem, right? Even if it falls from a place of ten tfachim. It says Rashi, "Kishmapil moshe la'aretz v'shochto afilu makom gavoa." Ahu Torah denafel v'yishtama kal nigi chose. There was an ox that fell in the slachthaus, and its a groan was heard, and the butcher shechted it immediately. All Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta shakal mishufrei shufrei.
Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta came and took the best meat of it, showing that he said it's fine. Amar li Rabbanan minalach, he said, from where do we know? Where is it known to you? Right, to matter an animal that had such a fall right before the Shechita. Amar lehu, hachi amar Rav Tziparnav, no, Rav Rav Tziparnav, no, it's such a magilaris. The animal, when it knows it's going to fall, it digs its nose into the ground until it reaches the ground. Therefore, it doesn't break anything. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amda Eino Tzricha Meis Leis. If the animal stood up after it fell, then it doesn't need to wait 24 hours for the shechita. The fact that it's able to get up means it's not a problem. Bedika Vadebai, but certainly needs to be bedika of the internal organs after the shechita to make sure there was no other types of trefa that caused the fall. Hocha Eino Tzricha Bedika. But if Holcha not only stood up, but also walked, then you don't have to worry about checking. It's fine. Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi Amar, Achazu v'Achazu Tzricha Bedika, I don't care either way, you need to check. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Acha Amar Rav, Pashta Yada Lamud Al Pi Shelo Amda, if it stretched out its leg in order to stand up, even if it didn't stand up, that's considered standing up. Akar Raglu L'Halech Al Pi Shelo Halcha, it's considered like she walks. Rav Chista Amar, Nira Lamud Al Pi Shelo Amda, if she looked like stirred, tried and moved a little bit, tried to get up, or even stretched out the leg, then it's considered like standing up. This is a complicated parenthesis, so I'm going to read this one. The Hilchas Hecha Danafel Menegag B'Dol Yada, where it fell in a way unintentionally, V'Amda V'Locha, it got up and didn't walk. Tzricha B'Dika, you got to check. V'Ein Tzricha Meis Leis, we don't have to wait 24 hours. V'Im Hocha, Fila B'Dika, Nami D'Lo Tzricha, if it walked, you don't have to even check. Amar Ameimar, Mishmei the Rav Dimi Minarda, Nefulash Amat Tzricha B'Dika, Kenegir B'Nei Ma'ayim, the fallen animal of which they're speaking about, well, they said it's got to be, it can be shechted, but you got to check inside, is talking about Keneged B'nei Me'ayim. It's going like along the intestines. Amar Lei Mar Zutra Hachi Amridan Mishmei Rapapa Tzricha B'dika Keneged V'Sachal L'Kulo. You need to check the entire part of the body, the whole like internal part, not only like by the intestines, but also the ribs and the spinal area. You got to check everything for dreifus. Amalei Huna Mar Berei the Rav Nechemi the Rav Ashi Simanim Mai. What about the Simanim, the esophagus, the Shkana, the Veshet? Are they also included in the check? Amalei Simanim Kushin Hain Etzel Nefila. They are tough in reference to getting injured from a fall, and you don't gotta check them. It's unlikely that would have messed them up. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, like they're very very strong. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish all you all a great, great day.